KT2AIT.
Listening.
KT2AIT, loud and clear on 2PFM.
I take it nobody picked up the net?
Negative.
Okay, I'll do it then. This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Louisville Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Louisville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic as per at all times can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
Enter PFM, good evening, Jeff.
DC2WI.
KA2YDC.
KC2MBU.
Okay, there's four in a hurry. All right, we'll start with N2PFM. Evening, George. What's going on tonight?
Well, good evening, Jeff, and everyone on the net. We got a temperature here of 58 degrees. Temperature range here is 52 to 73. And we had a little bit of rain today and some sun and some clouds. A whole hodgepodge of everything. Don't forget, here's another little nugget from Thomas Jefferson on in line with what I had no last one. He who beats their weapons into plowshares will plow for those who don't. Okay, with that, I guess I'll let it go. I'm very tired tonight. I gotta get to sleep shortly. Thank God bless 73s, and I hope everyone's doing well. And to PFM clear.
Okay, George, I don't have a nugget for you, so sorry. Well, that's a good one. I've heard that one before. All right, thanks for checking in, and we'll catch up with you later. Okay, KC2WIP, good evening. What's up?
KC2WI. I'm watching this Windows XP screensaver, you know, draw the pipes, and I'm thinking how amazing it is that, you know, I mean, this is simple, but just the fact that, I mean, it's, you know, it's just a flat screen, and yet your mind really, you know, makes it, you know, the third dimension just on a simple drawing like this. And there's, if you really look at it, there's not all that much to it that puts the dimensionality in there. If you look at what's on the screen. Anyway, I thought I was going to be done with this thing. I sold a guy a new computer, and he needed Microsoft Office, and he needed it on another or maybe two other computers and this and that, and I got talked into doing Office 365. It's a good deal, $99 or whatever, and a yearly subscription, but you can put it on up to five computers. Well, I didn't ask, I didn't check, and of course the guy that sold it to me that I buy my computers from, he didn't say anything about what computers you can put it on. Well, here I go to put it on this guy's real nice 17-inch, I guess it's a 17-inch widescreen laptop, and that runs just perfectly fine, and it's Windows XP and, you know, Microsoft. We got to get the revenue stream. You can't put that on Windows XP. So now, I hate this kind of stuff. And you know, if you tell people, you know, it's $60 an hour or $100 an hour, whatever the number is, I think that's a lot of money. But then when they don't realize that you spend 3/4 of your day on stuff you can never charge anybody for, and this is one of those things. I'm going to do, you know, fight for my customer. Well, I don't know. I don't know how I'm going to resolve this problem. But it just ticks me off. And everybody's going to point their finger at the other guy. Well, it's not our fault. Anyway, I can tell I'm a little upset. So I can see this is going to not be a fun thing. Yeah, well, it was actually pretty nice today. I went out and took a picture of an item I wanted to put on Craigslist for sale, and it was pretty nice, and I had to go out to the old New Bremen, I guess. A call from somebody, another one of these deals. Frontier put a new modem in, wireless, router, modem, whatever. And, of course, that screwed up their wireless printer, which no longer worked. So they called Frontier, and I guess Frontier said, sorry, can't help you. It took a few tries to get everything entered right into the printer. It was a little screwy, but I had it connected, no problem. And then I look at this tech support, or whatever the name of it, it was just a text document on the PC, and realized that they had been charged, $289.95. And I said, well, you shouldn't pay that. It says unlimited tech support when I went to their website. Well, they didn't give you unlimited tech support. They didn't even fix one single problem, and so I guess the credit card company will be getting the call and all that. But that's the way things go. On the way over there, took an hour or two off and wandered around Indian Pipe State Forest and found a geocache. And no thanks to my GPS, really. I mean, it got me somewhere close. I looked for another one. I couldn't find it. So that's going back to Garmin. I'm sure it's not right. Well, I'm not sure it's not right. I'm pretty sure it's not right because I don't think it was that bad when I got it. But the thing won't get you within 30 feet. And if it does, it'll tell you it's totally unstable. You walk to something and the next will tell you 30 feet somewhere else. Or you get up 7,500 feet away from something and you're going right in the straight line the way it tells you to go. And all of a sudden it's telling you to go 90 degrees to your right, and 85 feet or something. It's really not right. So I hope that they can fix the thing and actually get it down to some reasonable accuracy. And if they come back and say, well, that's the way it is, I'm going to say, well, then, I want a refund. Either you fix it or I'll make sure that every post I put on geocaching.com that's read by millions of people around the world is going to, they're going to know how bad a Garmin, 62SC is and how bad the Garmin, how Garmin didn't stand behind their product. So I don't know. Maybe there'll be no problem, but it's another one of those, waste of time things that you got to do. KC2WI.
Okay, Pete. Yeah, every once in a while mine will do that. It acts a little flaky sometimes. Not sure why, but for the most part, I managed to get to where I'm going. All right. Well, good luck with it, and we'll catch up with you later. K2IDC, Charlie up there in Fine. Good evening. What's going on tonight?
Well, hello there, Jeff. K2YDC here. Oh, everything here is fine and fine. It thundered a couple times today, but we didn't see no rain. So we do need some there. We had some yesterday there, but very, very little. Which, I don't know. But, nothing going on here as far as I know. We're just me and the wife watching episodes of Babylon 5, and I took a break from that to check into the net. So, the car ran up on a very, very busy day, as you can see. So, always a pleasure, and we'll send it back to you. K2YDC, back to that.
Okay, Charlie. Well, it sounds like you're having a good time up there anyway. It's you had a little static in the background there, so maybe you are getting some weather. Well, good luck with it, and we'll catch up with you later. KC2NBU, Ray, good evening. What's up tonight?
Well, Jeff, we got 58 degrees up on the hill here. Not too awful bad for a rainy day. Listening to the weatherman, you would have thought that it would have been a washout, but turned out to be quite a nice day. I swear you could see the lawn growing. We had no dandelions this morning when I got up, and I'll bet you there was 100 of them in the front lawn by the time the sun went down. Unbelievable the way things are starting to grow.
Roger, I know exactly what you mean just by looking at the leaves on the trees. Seems like they were just buzzing in your blanket, now they're leaves. So, all right, Ray, thanks for checking in. Good luck. It sounds like you'll be doing some mowing here soon. All right, that's the end of the list. I just want to check if N2PFM is still listening.
Yes, N2PFM is still here.
All right, I got a nugget for you. And I came up with this one a little while back, talking with somebody, and they liked it, so I wrote it down, saved it. Sometimes you say things, and people like it, and they try to ask you later what you said, and you can't remember, so I wrote it down. It says, when a friend owes you amount of money that they cannot repay, take heart. You will receive full compensation by simply forgiving them the debt. So I thought you might like that one.
Ooh, I know what you mean. And for it to be FM clear.
Roger that. Okay, this is KD2, AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet, looking for check-ins.
KC2WI.
KC2WI, go ahead.
You know, I still like the simple one. This is, you know, if guns are outlawed, only outlaws will have guns. And I'm not an NRA member and I'm not a hunter, but boy, it's like, how can you argue with that logic?
That's true. Along the same lines, I've had a saying that I thought of a while back, not just for that topic, but a lot of topics, and they're trying to outlaw everything, and I just say, you know what, maybe we should just legalize personal responsibility and leave it at that, you know what I mean? Can't make everything illegal, because people are going to do what they're going to do, whether it's legal or not, and they start hurting people with their stuff, and then you got to take action against them, but on the specific topic of guns, most people don't hurt people with their guns. So, all right, let's see. Are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins? Well, for myself today, I work quite a bit, and then, when I hear it's going to rain, I usually try to take advantage of it in the spring here and try to get a bunch of stuff planted that's, this early, I try to get some stuff planted that frost won't bother. And I took down this old fence in the front yard there that was just, it was an old wooden fence, and it, you know, that was it for it. It went through its life cycle. It was time to come down. So we took that down a couple weeks ago, and I went out there and planted a hedgerow today of honeysuckle there. So I'm hoping that the weather will help me out so I don't have to water it too much here in the next few days. We'll see. And I'm really hoping that it all takes, honeysuckle's pretty tough, and if you put it in the ground with enough roots on it, it should grow in anything short of nuclear waste. So planted a row of it here today, and we also replaced an apple tree the other day, and one that the deer had destroyed. So trying to get a lot of planting done, but they're also calling for a little bit of frost here on Sunday and Monday, so I guess we can't put any of the soft stuff in the ground yet. Okay, are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins? Okay, I would like to make an announcement that the, the Boonville Amateur Radio Club regular monthly meeting will be here on Tuesday, May 21st at 7 o'clock at the Dodge Pratt Northern Martin Community Center on 106 Schuyler Street. Anybody who's interested in amateur radio is welcome to attend, and if you're interested in getting in the hobby, that's a good place to start. So again, that's Tuesday, May 21st at 7 p.m., and hopefully I'll remember to go this year or this month. Okay, last call. Any comments, queries, or late check-ins?
Yeah, KC2WI.
Go ahead, Pete.
Yeah, I got an email. I don't know if you got it. A few people did from Joanne, and at the last meeting we were talking about putting on a program for the after-school kids there, and I've just been really busy, but we'd be, I think May 23rd is the day she's looking at. I don't know, that was kind of one of the days we picked. And it would be a 1 hour, so that means for those of us setting it up, it'd be about 2 hours probably, but getting there and cleaning up. I think like 3 to 4. And what we talked about at the last meeting was maybe 3 little activities. One would be maybe, Echo Link into the repeater. Just like put a computer there and have an HT and talk between the computer and the radio. One would be maybe a CW if we could get Hanley to come in and do that. And then the other thing would be just a little quick HF demo. So I think it's a good thing. We ought to do it, but it's we ought to do it, not I ought to do it. So we're looking for people. I don't know if Danny can be there, and I can't remember if Hanley said he could do it. I don't think we really made a firm date, but, we need a few people there if we're going to do it. So just putting that out, it's at the meeting is too late. She's got to know if it's going to be done to plan it into her schedule, and we all have to know to put it in our schedules and get whatever stuff we want to get to do it. So just keep that in mind and let me know or let Dan know or whatever. We got to make a decision pretty quick. KC2WI.
Oh, Roger that. That's the first I've heard of it, so but I didn't make it to the last meeting. Yeah, I mean, the 23rd, that's Thursday. I'm usually pretty flexible on Thursdays. I'd have to check to see if my wife's working or not. But if we can get a firm date, then, I could probably come down and at least help with the Echo Link end of it there. I think the kids might be more interested in seeing it on a, maybe on an Android or an iPhone or something like that. But, I'm interested. So, if we can get a little more information.
I think that's the date that she picked. We were throwing a couple of them out and whatever, but let's assume that date. And I was thinking that we run the Echo Link on some device. Maybe a computer, a laptop, and some kind of smartphone or something, and then somebody else has a HT there, so you're obviously linking between the computer, the internet, whatever, and the radio for that. And you could actually, of course, talking between devices is not a big deal, I guess, because people Skype and all that. But you can actually Echo Link, computer to computer, just with the different stations and call signs. Only thing, I don't think you could really do that there, because you'd be trying to run two Echo Links on the same, the same IP and all that, and the port forwarding and all that. That would probably be a problem. I don't know. I'll put it on my list of things to do that I'm not getting paid for, I guess. I think we it's worth an effort anyway. KC2WI.
All right, Roger, if you hear any more, there should be an email. Okay, are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins? Okay, hearing none, I'm now going to close the Black River Valley Service Net, return this frequency to regular amateur use.
like to thank George, Pete, Charlie, and Ray for checking in tonight. And remind everybody that Octane is usually here between 9:30 and 10 if you want to check into that net. And I'll say 73s, KD2, AIT. We'll be clearing out.
Sue, KB2KOJ for Octane. The United County Traffic and Emergency Net. The late session being held over on the 141. It's the only session now. It's a late session, but it's the only session. Do we have any stations with or without traffic for Octane?
Sue. KD2AIT. Good evening. No traffic.
KD2AIT, hi, Jeff, I think that's your first name. Thank you for checking in, do appreciate it. Anyone else for Octane?
KC2NBU, good evening, no traffic.
KC2NBU, thank you for checking in, do appreciate it. Anyone else for Octane? This is KB2KOJ.
Whiskey 2. Sierra Mike.
Whiskey 2 Sierra Mike, thank you for checking in. I think that's Scott. Isn't that your first name, Scott?
That's affirmative.
Okay, Scott. Name is Mark, and thanks for checking in. Do appreciate it. Anyone else, Rocka? Okay, I'll make this the final call for Octane. Four stations, with or without traffic. Final call. Okay, nothing else heard. And I want to thank everyone for checking in. Do appreciate it. And I will say 7-3 to all. KB2KOJ is cracked.